This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Well, I'm Wong Xiao Ning together with Philip C.
Now, thank you.
Oh, thank you. In half an hour, what do we have, Philip?
Well, we have the breakfast grill, and this time around, Shasana will be speaking to Sanjay Deshmukh, a senior regional vice president for ASEAN in India, for Snowflake. So what's Snowflake? They're a cloud storage and analytics service provider, and one of the most impressive debuts they made in the New York Stock Exchange in 2020, with its share price reaching a high of $401 in November last year. However, unfortunately, like all good things, they must come to an end. The stock has tumbled sharply, and investor concerns over the prospects of tech players in a challenging global economy. So what bearing do global market signals have for Snowflake's expansion in the Asia-Pacific region, especially in ASEAN?
Yeah, so do tune in. And by the way, the stock price is $149 only. And just one more thing, this company is not to be confused with the dessert shop like originally I did. But keeping our conversation on tech, what we are noticing is the NASDAQ, which is a broad gauge of the technology sector in the US, had its strongest monthly performance in July since April 2020. This was in part due to the strong earnings from Amazon and Apple, as both these tech heavyweights saw record revenues.
Despite worries of recession and the inevitable slowdown that comes with it. But was this strong performance reflected across the tech spectrum? Does the recently concluded results season tell which are the winners and losers in this space? And are the headwinds that this sector faced, like manpower constraints and rising inflation costs, crimping margins while consumers cut back on tech spend?
For answers, we turn to Dan Ives, Managing Director at Wedbush Securities. Good morning, Dan. As usual, always good to speak to you. Now, is the slowing macroeconomic environment affecting the top line of technology companies? Were there hints of this in the results?
Yeah, I mean, clearly hints in terms of a slowing macro, but I think better than feared. And I think that was a narrative across big tech earnings in terms of what we've seen. I also think enterprise cloud holding up a lot better than expected. And even on digital advertising, you look at Google, Facebook, nowhere near the nightmare that we saw with Snapchat earnings.
So help me understand, you know, you were giving a couple of names just now, right? What's driving the performance, you know? Is it really the large versus small? Is it the specific subsectors that is driving better performance than expected, right? Do you see this trend persist for the next few months ahead or quarters?
Yeah, look, I think first off, it's been a disaster year for tech stocks, you know, which is well known. I think the risk-off environment, I think it's as most negative as I've seen, probably going back to 2009. In terms of tech stocks. So I think a lot of bad news is baked in. But also when you think about the macro and everything that's happened with the Fed and inflation, even geopolitical, there was an expectation in June earnings reports that there was going to be a very negative tone that you'd see from Apple, from Microsoft, from Amazon and others. And you didn't see that. And I do think, I wouldn't necessarily say big versus small, I think there's a bifurcation that's happening in tech. And I think that's what we're seeing happen in the stocks.
Okay. And then I'm sure you participated in a lot of comm calls with management over result seasons. Was there a general trend in terms of their guidance? Was it more measured than previous quarters? Or really, it's just very different from one company to another?
No, I think it was measured. There's clearly uncertainty. I think a lot of the management teams, I think they kind of ripped the Band-Aid off a little, rather be a little more conservative. But I do think that Wall Street was expecting worse results and much more negative guidance, especially forgetting FX, which is clearly a headwind given the stronger dollar. I think what we saw from the stalwarts Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, you know, which are really the pillars, and that's a big reason why stocks continue to move higher, especially in the backdrop of a Fed that maybe is starting to be potentially, at least on the edges, a little more dovish.
What's your take about the Forex, right? Strong dollar. How is it impacting revenues for these big tech firms?
I mean, it's about a 300 to 400 bip headwind for companies. So clearly, it's going to hurt if you look at Microsoft, Amazon, to Apple, to others. I do believe that's that's something investors are almost looking past. They're trying to understand, like, what does core demand look like? Are enterprises still spending? Are consumers still going to buy iPhones? And I think that was really what was gleaned during the earnings season. And no doubt, there's dark storm clouds in the horizon. But I think relative to what was baked into these stocks, it was too negative. And that's why I think tech stocks have had the rally they are. And we continue to believe second half is going to be strong for tech names.
So does this mean, Dan, that you didn't downgrade any companies under your coverage?
I think we downgraded maybe 8 to 9 names over the last 6 or 7 months. So I think what it shows is that some names are going to fall by the wayside. It's management teams, it's business models that can navigate the storm. And those are names that we would not want to be owning. But the names that we're bullish on, we stand by. And, you know, in terms of our checks, and I think so far June earnings has maybe proven the strong have gotten stronger, especially when it comes to cloud, cybersecurity. I think those are some of the key themes.
So what are those 8 names that you would avoid?
I mean, look, I think names that we would avoid in general, names like DocuSign, names where I view them as pandemic pull forward names, multiples that could continue to move lower, names like C3 AI, which are larger, much more complex deals that I think are going to have a lot more difficulty getting deals done in this environment. But then I look at names like Salesforce.com, like Microsoft, like Palo Alto and cybersecurity, Apple. You know, those are names that continue to be our favorites.
So really, you're looking at companies where the environment is shaping the business model, and perhaps one key environmental shift has been Apple's new privacy function. Who has been most affected by those policies?
Well, I think Facebook has clearly been front and center in that headwind because of the Apple iOS privacy issues. That goes to the core of the business model, and I think it's a big reason that Zuckerberg and team are going through such a transformation. I also believe Snapchat, I mean, Snapchat's earnings was like a horror movie in earnings report. And I think that's a name that just continues to be a nightmare. It's Apple iOS, but it's also just wrong place, wrong time in terms of digital headwinds.
And on a lighter note, what's your take about Kim Kardashian? I think basically poo-pooing, you know, the push of Facebook's TikTok functionality.
Look, I mean, you talk about these influencers, your job has become so important from a social media perspective. But I think the reality is that TikTok has been the meteor that's changed social media. In terms of what we see between Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And I think that's something that's it's the elephant in the room, right? I mean, that continues to really be where I think is disrupting these business models. And I think a lot of these management teams just can't get their arms around it.
Now, this week, we are going to see gig economy tech stocks, Uber, Airbnb, and DoorDash scheduled to report results. Do you see the bottom line being impacted by inflation eating into the spending habits of consumers?
Definitely. And I think that it's put pressure on these names because it's also hard for them to just pass it on to the consumer like maybe other some business models. And I think also the regulatory environment, there's still driver shortages. And look, if you look in certain areas like New York, Chicago, LA, London, the prices of Ubers are just through the roof, and that's impacted demand, and that continues to be a headwind.
Okay, Dan, let's wrap up the call with the $1 trillion question. What are your top 5 buys?
Top 5 buys. So top 5 would be Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, Palo Alto, and then Zscaler, which is another cybersecurity name.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. That was Dan Ives, Managing Director of Wedbush Securities, giving us his top 5 buys, Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, Palo Alto, and Zscaler. I think I got them all right.
Yes, you did. And apologies, it wasn't Kim Kardashian, but it was Kendall Jenner.
Okay. I'm just impressed that you keep up with all the latest stories out there on Instagram. But up next, we'll be speaking to Ong Kian Ming, DAP spokesperson for International Trade and Industry, on Malaysia's chicken export ban. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.